It's an excuse. It's a bullshit excuse to keep you from doing what you know you should. You should. I'm going to use that word that offends so many people. It keeps you in inaction, and it keeps you from facing the truth of what you should be doing. Your prayers mean nothing to me. Absolutely nothing. If anything, they tell me that you just don't get it. So recently, I had a birthday. I turned 52 on my platform. I even dedicated the May fundraiser in honor of my birthday. And by the way, if you haven't donated already, especially if you've been watching a lot of my videos and getting a lot of value, you're going to jump over now to freedomvibe.art/donate and make a donation of any amount. I accept both fiat and cryptocurrencies. Get off the fence, make a donation, freedomvibe.art/donate. Anyway, back to the topic. So it was my birthday and Facebook is like complete crap, but we still use it because it helps me get to more people. So anyway, what happens is on Facebook, it tells, obviously you get told when it's your birthday. And I've been guilty of this in the past myself, although I stopped doing it. People tend to send a lot of messages to people either they don't know at all, they just connected to on Facebook, or in some cases, people they haven't spoken to in a long time and really have nothing in common, and they just come out of nowhere. It's like, hey, happy birthday. I never think of you ever. I never send you a message, Dave. So I want to give you the perspective of how this looks to me. So this one particular woman, I'm picking on her specifically because she wrote me the following. And I'm going to help you to understand this, what this looks like from my perspective. Almost zero interaction with this woman, certainly for many months, nothing at all. I'm putting out all this work. I'm very vocal about helping us to learn the truth, true nature of reality, learn natural law, so we actually have a chance to be free, right? So that's pretty much all I'm doing, sacrificing a lot, and zero from this woman, just like most people that I'm connected to. No big deal. But, so for my birthday, she sends me this message, and she says, by the way, I want to give you a little birthday present. Since it's your birthday, I want to offer that you just need to tell me a topic, something, and I'm going to go meditate and pray on it for you, right? Oh my God. Is this woman for real? Do you not understand what is actually going on in the world right now? Are you so clueless? Let's even forget about my situation, what I'm involved in. Are you so blind to what is actually going on in the world? Do you actually think that prayers and meditation are going to get us out of our current predicament? Do you actually believe that? And do you actually believe that therefore reaching out to someone that you have very little contact with, no communication with at all, and offering this to someone like me who is doing everything in my power, everything in my ability to de-occult this hidden knowledge, to get the truth out there, to expose government for what it actually is, slavery, based on completely morally illegitimate principles. Can't even call them principles. They say an ideology. Satanic dark occultists, these masters of psychology, have completely duped and scammed and defrauded humanity for millennia and continue to do so and continue to double down on it. And it's just getting worse and worse. And nobody, in quotation marks, most people don't even understand the objective difference between right and wrong behavior, which is a prerequisite to being free. And she wants to offer me her prayers. Your prayers mean nothing to me. Your prayers mean nothing to me. Zero. They have zero value. Your prayers are worthless. The only thing that matters to me, and the only thing that should matter to you and anyone, is your action. The only thing that matters is your action. Are you speaking the truth? Are you teaching principles of natural law? Are you helping people to understand why all government is slavery? Are you helping people to stop stealing other people's rights and stop allowing their rights to be stolen wrongfully? Because if not, guess what, lady? Your prayers, your meditation, it's complete crap. It has zero value to me. And it has zero value to humanity. Again, I'm not making it just about me. It has zero value to me as the recipient of your message. And It has no value in the world. It's completely useless. It's complete trash. It's a waste. And you know what? It's an excuse. It's a bullshit excuse to keep you from doing what you know you should. You should. I'm going to use that word that offends so many people. It keeps you in inaction, and it keeps you from facing the truth of what you should be doing. Woman, she knows who she is, if she even watches any of my content, which I doubt. That's another thing. This woman, she just comes along, probably has watched zero of my content. I didn't even take a shot at seeing if I had something that could help her. And she's offering me her prayers. What a crock of shit. What a waste. What a waste. And then people like me and hopefully you and others, we're sitting here saying, no wonder enslavement continues. No wonder the world continues to go deeper and deeper into chaos and control and slavery. Because people like this act this way, and they think that somehow by praying for someone that they have no interaction with, they frankly don't care about, because if she cared at all, she would at least make an effort. And I'm not saying she doesn't care because she didn't donate to my project. That's not what I'm saying. The best gift that anyone can give me is to actually take the knowledge that I share, study it for themselves, determine if it's true or not based on their own intelligence and their own ability, and then to make a free will choice if it's true based on them to act accordingly and to take action accordingly. That's the best gift that anyone can give me. I don't need your money. I don't need your money. The money does help as long as we live in a world where we need resources. And obviously when people donate, I use those to get on here and create more art and better art and get the message out to more people. So it does help. But I don't need this woman's money. That's not what it's about. But her prayers, useless. The only thing that she needs to do, just like anyone else in that position, is take action. Study the hidden laws of reality. Study occult knowledge. Stop lying to yourself that government is anything other than slavery. Stop lying to yourself that taxes are anything other than theft. Stop lying to yourself about the true nature of a religion. Stop lying to yourself that immorality is this and that and other, when it's simply the theft of people's life, rights, and property. Stop allowing others to steal your life, rights, or property, or those of the people around you, or even of other people that you don't know. Stand up for your rights. Freedom has a price. It requires us to act morally, and it requires us to defend ourselves and defend those rights. Rights are not automatically conferred. They need to be defended. That is part of morality. So for this woman, I would say, take your prayers and shove them until and unless you're ready to stand up and do something. The simplest acknowledgement of this work, of the great work, not just from myself, but from anyone. Speak the truth. Speak the truth. Get the message out there. If she had simply said, David, I want to thank you for your hard work and your sacrifice in teaching true principles out there. If that's all she had said, I would have been like, you know what? I appreciate that. That's feedback that people are getting it. And I don't know what she's going to do after that, because she has the free will to do whatever she wants. But I got an acknowledgement, and that counts for something. That would have been good enough. Then I wouldn't have had to say any of this. But instead, she had to offer me her prayers. Let me just vomit here. Excuse me. The only thing that matters is what you know and understand, and then how you act based on that knowledge and understanding. I hope you found this video to be really helpful. My website is called freedomvibe.art, where I share principles of natural law that would allow us to change the current human condition from what it is right now, slavery, to one of true freedom. Take action to apply these principles in your own life. And once you've gained enough of an understanding, you've done the work on yourself, start to teach and share these principles with others, using your own words and your own way. Also, if you're getting a lot of value and you want me to be able to reach more people, then I want to invite you to help me out by making a 100% voluntary donation to my work and to this project. You can do that at freedomvibe.art/donate. Check it out, get involved, be a true freedom fighter, embrace the values of knowledge and understanding, courage and care, and let's make this happen. Thank you very much.